Back to the Finsiders, your all-access pass to the 2013 Dolphins.
Welcome back to the Finsiders. Going to mix it up a little bit here. Get away from the football talk for just a few minutes, and we'll do some football food talk because they
fun stuff.
They go well together, very, very well together. Drayden and McDuffie are now stuffing their faces in the other room as they get an opportunity to chow down on some of this food. Stratford steps in. Troy, one of the 25 Dolphin legends participating in John Offerdahl's Gridiron Grill-Off coming up on November 9th. All the information at gridirongrilloff.com. And I said Troy Stratford.
Yes.
What I should have said was defending champion Troy Stratford,
right,
along with Chef Greg McGowan from Pelican Landing, Pier 66. He's the executive chef there. John Offerdahl is in the studio as well. Chef, you guys won last year. I believe it was the pork belly lettuce wraps, if memory serves. Take us through Troy Stratford's entry in 2013, would you?
That's correct. Well, we're happy to be back, and John, thanks for having us here. And Troy and I are definitely looking forward to taking it home again. We're on a roll here. We're doing a little hanger steak. We got a classic pastrami rub. We did our own twist on it. We got a little coriander, fennel. We're doing a smoked bacon polenta. We got a nice pasilla chili sauce to go with it as well.
I mean,
do you know what that is, Troy? Tell me.
No, I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah,
is what it is. That's exactly what it is. And we had a great time out there last year, and we plan on bringing the whole crew again this year, having a great time, because it's more than just cooking. It's about having a good time interacting with all of the fans.
Absolutely.
And so we put on a little bit of a show over there.
Well, it's a football field, but instead it's the Gridiron Grill Off, right?
Right.
I mean, we have competition. We got pairs of athletes and chefs competing against each other, 25 of them. And it's a hoot for the fans to come out because they get to see the legends of the NFL, of the Miami Dolphins.
It's a treat. It's a great event for a lot of reasons, and that's certainly one of them. One of the questions I always like to ask, Chef, how involved was Troy in the process here, coming up with the dish, helping make the dish, all those kinds of things? What was his input here?
Troy and I, we started from the beginning. You know, we've been planning on this. He came down to the kitchen, and we spent countless hours working on this.
Countless hours?
Countless. Countless.
Yeah. He's turning red. I didn't know he could do it. He's turning red. How about that? I didn't know you were so involved in the process. Well, what's your favorite part of the whole thing, Troy?
Let me tell you, I just love eating it is what it is. But Chef Greg and his staff, they do a great job. And I've been down to Pier 66 a number of times since the event and go down there. Always get great service. And it's just a great afternoon, a great place to take a date on. And you get to sample so many different kinds of food. And like John said, you're going to have a lot of the former players out there. You're raising money for a good cause. It's just great fun.
GridironGrillOff.com for all the information. So again, Troy Stratford's dish here with Chef Greg McGowan from Pelican Landing, Pier 66. It's the hanger steak with the polenta underneath of it, the yuca on top of it. Johnny O, you've had an opportunity to kind of, you know, sample a bunch of the different dishes, obviously. How do we feel about this one so far?
Oh, I'm not going to judge against
come on.
He's a champion. He's a
you
champion.
You straight with me.
And Troy, I know if I said anything negative, Troy would beat me up afterwards, too.
Not at all.
No, these guys are professionals. I was just telling them, it's cool because, you know, as an NFL player, you're at the top of your career. These chefs are at the top of their career. They're putting out really serious stuff. They take the stuff, I mean, competitively, right?
It's game time for them.
It's game time for them. And, you know, when you take all that effort, all that skill, all that talent, and you transfer it to feed the needs of kids in crisis, which we're doing with homelessness and foster care in Broward County, you know, it's something special. So, again, I have the fortune of bringing this restaurant and hospitality world together with the sports and entertainment world together in a collision. That is a great opportunity for fans to eat, drink, vote, compete, get autographs, and play cornhole.
The great thing, too, is you go to thegridirongrilloff.com, and you can see all the different recipes. You can kind of get an idea of what's coming up. And, of course, all the food is paired with a nice wine. To me, that's the most fun part about this whole event. You know, it's $75 to get in. It's an adults event, and you just get to walk around. You go to Troy and Greg's tent, and, oh, there's the food and the wine that goes together. You go to the next tent, and, oh, there's Mercury Morris. You go to the next, and just on and on and on. And that's what's so cool about this, because you pay to get in, the money goes to a great cause, and you just get to kind of walk around all afternoon and sample everything you want to.
Right. And, you know, you can talk football. A lot of players and fans have a great time engaging each other. Not a lot of stress.
No stress.
But at the end of the day, it's a little bit of a reprieve from football, too, and the talk of football during the season. But don't get me wrong. We're all fans, and, you know, they got a Monday night football game that week against Tampa. So we'll hopefully have a couple current players there and just have an enjoyable time. We also have a concert afterwards, a Lee Bryce concert that goes from 7 to 9 at the Pompano Beach Amphitheater. So kind of broadening it out, creating a festival out of this, and enjoyable. Again, it's a collision where celebrity competition and charity collide.
Really nice. It's John Offerdahl's Gridiron Grill-Off Saturday, November 9th at the Pompano Beach Amphitheater. You mentioned the main event is sort of the Gridiron Grill-Off itself. You got the concert afterwards, and you've added some other things beforehand as well for fans of all ages. Right.
We got a tailgate zone that's open for the public, free to the public, and it engages fans. And there's TVs, there's activities, there's venues, exhibits, and it's just a kind of a large tailgate prior to the concert also. So, you know, I was sitting here listening to this show as I do every day, and listen to all this football talk, and I love it, and I start getting ready to hit somebody, and I realize I'm too old for that. But, you know, we can still engage on the food field.
Absolutely.
And put together some neat things for the community. So, again, I want to thank you, Chef, and Troy, you know, all the players that put their time, talents, and treasures together towards this. And it's pretty cool. It is pretty cool to be able to pull this off.
Autograph pictures.
You don't have to be modest about it. It's your event. I know that. I'm happy to say it's one of my favorite days of the year, the Gridiron Grill-Off. This will be the third year that I get an opportunity to go. And it's as Troy likes to say, it's a great date opportunity, you know, because it's perfect, man. It's just food, it's drink, it's walking around. Beautiful weather that time of year.
Yeah.
And I really get an opportunity to be outside, to meet some Dolphin legends, to meet some great chefs from some great restaurants all throughout South Florida, and just as importantly, to be able to sample their food. Again, to Chef Greg McGowan today. He's teamed up here with Troy Stratford. One more time, Chef, take us through what Troy's dish is here for
everybody. So again, guys, we're going to be doing a fennel and coriander crusted hanger steak. We got a smoked bacon polenta. We got a little crispy yuca on there with a pasilla chili sauce, a little sweet, a little bit of heat. For everybody that hasn't been down to Pelican Land at Hyatt Pier 66, come check us out. Great happy hour, 5 to 7. Beautiful sunsets. Come down and sample the dish. We're going to be offering it there leading up to the event. And John, just thank you again for having us.
Awesome.
You bet.
Great stuff. John Offerdahl. Greg McGowan.
Yes.
Troy Stratford. Appreciate you guys stopping by, especially for bringing the food. GridironGrillOff.com for all the information. It's coming up November 9th. We'll take a break on the radio and online, and we'll get Drayton and McDuffie back up into their proper places at the table. We'll talk to Dave Damashek when we come back. If you're watching on TV, we'll see you tomorrow, 5 o'clock. There you go, Gridiron Grill.
That's it.
Not bad, guys.